Hello, and welcome again to Engineered Systems Magazine's podcast series. I'm Howard McHugh, Director of Building Solutions at RDK Engineers in Andover, Massachusetts. I'd like to talk to you today about third-party air and water balancing. If you've been following my monthly column in the magazine over the last couple of years, I've tried to raise awareness to the importance of getting the air and water balancer to be third party to the owner, to the construction manager, or to the commissioning engineer. More importantly, I'm trying to get it so that the air and water balancer is not a subcontractor to the mechanical contractor. Air and water balancing organizations, AABC, NEBB, and TABB, each have their own industry standards on how to do air and water balancing. As a rule, though, they don't follow those procedures, and it's primarily because they're not allowed to. If they were to carry the price to do the project per their industry standards, they wouldn't probably get the job. Because we have about 40 years of bad air and water balancing history, where general contractors, construction managers, engineers, and owners have all allowed the air-water balancing to be a necessary evil and to limit the balancer to primarily going out and taking readings, setting up the systems, and then submitting a report, but really not following through on all the important things, which really begin in the shop drawing submittal phase. In the shop drawing submittal phase, with our tab process that I've created, we require the air and water balancer to be brought on board and to create the system flow diagrams that they will be using when they get out in the field later on to balance the systems. These flow diagrams are generated so that the balancer can go through and analyze the installation on paper. The balancer adds in the pressure drops per the design so that he or she knows what the pressure drops should be when they get out to the field. Later on, when they get out to the job site and they're taking readings, if there's something dramatically different, it jumps right out at them. And at that point, the balancer can start to look at it and start to analyze what's wrong with this process. Another reason we want the balancer to be active in the shop drawing submittal phase is because we want them to submit the table of content of their final tab report. We want to be able to critique that table of content, and in there, through our specification, we require them to insert the system flow diagrams, to also insert their design review of the documents for what I call tabability. We want this expert of air and water balancing to review the documents while it's on paper to raise awareness to any potential problems they see based on their experience. We don't want the balancer getting out to the job site later on, almost like 20/20 hindsight, looking at something then and saying, gee, this won't work. We want their valued opinion in the shop drawing submittal phase. If you were to review the table of content that I've put together, there's other features too, such as each section will have an air handling unit or a chill water system. We require the balancer to section out each of the different systems into their final report. And for example, we want a central air handling system flow diagram. We want their design review comments. We want the fan curve when it's approved by the engineer. And then we also want their pre-tab inspection. If you go to a book such as the AABC, they show you all the documents they recommend to be used to air and water balance the system. These documents are truly valuable documents, but you seldom see them get used on a job site. Instead, they sit in some book as a good idea, but again, the balancer either doesn't follow their own procedures or are not allowed to follow it because they didn't carry the money in time. But we want those checklists to be used. So what we've done with third-party balancing is we've taken a book such as AABC's or NEB, and we put it into the spec that they're to follow these procedures. And we go in great detail to reiterate what's in those books. Instead of what historically design engineers will put in it to say the balancer shall follow industry standards, most design engineers have probably never opened one of these books, so they really don't know what's in the book. We know what's in the book. We've specified it in the specification, and in the shop drawing phase, we begin to get the balancer to follow their procedures. As the job goes along, they're required to go out for a certain number of field visits. They're required to inspect each piece of equipment and use their industry standard checklists and submit that as part of their field report. They're required to also take those system flow diagrams, which is now the software tab 3 that I've created, and in there go out and insert what the actual pressure drops are. At that time, they can be comparing what they initially thought they would be, and they should be close enough. Again, though, if they're not, here's an opportunity to raise a red flag and dig into what's wrong. If they are what is estimated, the system is balanced, then you know it's been set up correctly. And at the same time, we want the balancer to document that on the appropriate fan curve. So while these standards have been around for 40 or 50 years, we are only now really advocating and pushing that the balancer be third party. And for me, my preference is to have the balancer work directly for the construction manager, but answer to the commissioning firm such as ourselves as part of the team. Ought to work as a sub to us because I'm very comfortable having taken the NEBS test back in 1993 and know what the process is and have no problem facilitating that third party tab process. If you have any questions on this, please email me and I'll be talking about this more in the months to come. It's just that important for high performance buildings that we get third party balancing just like we get third party commissioning. Thank you very much. This is Howard McHugh.